You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Tuesday, June 7th, 2005. We have an update for Dating with David, the newest segment on our show, on my show. And I want to play a little clip from the Steve Jobs keynote speech at yesterday's Worldwide Developer Conference out in Cupertino, California. And I think that's where it was. I think so. Anyway. Because he talked about, of course, this afternoon when I got home from work, I watched the whole keynote speech on the streaming QuickTime and just grabbed a little clip of him talking about podcasting and iTunes 4.9. So I want to play that. We also have today a movie clip. I'm going to return to doing a movie clip. I know that Peter's been waiting for the next one. And we have listener email and listener comments. So let's start out with the Dating with David. As some of you know, my friend David has had a crush on a trainer at his gym. Not his trainer, but another trainer. And he has, you know, one of the shows recently was all about David talking about this crush on this guy. And he updated us yesterday with an email that he sent me, and I read it on the air. And then last night he was going to the gym for the first time to see if this guy wanted to go out with him. As you know, David asked him out to go to a retreat opening, like an open house thing at a retreat, and the guy never got back to him over the whole weekend. So David was just going to ignore him. In any case, David called last night after he was leaving the gym, when he was leaving the gym, and left us two voicemails giving us an update on Dating with David. So let's take a second and listen to both voicemails. He called once and explained what happened, and then he called back to say something else. So here are the two voicemails from David.
Hey, Archer, it's David. It's Monday night. It's almost 9 o'clock at night. I'm just now leaving the gym. Just thought I'd give you an update. Basically, nothing. he come up at one point and said, I am so stupid. And, of course, I thought he was going to say something about this weekend and everything. No, he proceeded to tell me that he ran all the way to the store trying to get back before the storm hit, only to find the lines very long and then having to run back empty-handed. So that was it. There was no discussion about the weekend, this past weekend or the weekend coming up. And I just kind of looked at him and said, oh, okay, and went back to my workout. So, yeah, I think at this point it's safe to say loser. Anyway, thought I'd give you an update. Talk to you later. Bye. Forgot something. And, in addition, he might know something's up because I broke a pattern. He actually wasn't with a client when I left. He was back in the trainer's lounge. And normally, if that's the case, I always stop by, put my head in, say bye, you know, chat about the weekend, whatever. No, I changed clothes and left. Didn't say a word. So we'll see if he... if he notices he didn't give his customary goodbye type thing. Anyway, that's all. Later. Bye.
Well, we'll have to keep this update to see if the guy ever says anything and if they ever actually go out on a date. And I'm thinking about making this a reoccurring segment, Dating with David, since he's the single gay guy that I know who is semi in the dating game, whatever. So we'll keep you updated and see what happens with Dating with David. Next up is Steve Jobs' keynote speech at the Worldwide Developers Conference. Now, for those of you who are PC people, this means nothing to you, so you can just press that little fast-forward button. But for those people who are Mac people, Apple people all the way, of course, You know, some of you know from reading my blog that I am a total Apple person. I have 3 iPods. I have an iMac, a 20-inch iMac G5. I've got a 17-inch PowerBook G4. I've got everything I have is Apple, except for this iRiver that I currently am recording on. But I am a total Apple fan. I have always been, and I love their products. I'm one of those loyal Apple customers. Well, yesterday at the Worldwide Developers Conference, Steve Jobs was talking about all kinds of things. He was talking about the change. Well, he didn't start out the speech this way, but one of the things he's talking about is the change from PowerPC chips to Intel processors. That's going to be a huge transition, and we'll have to just see how it shakes down. And then he went through, you know, how the iPod's selling, how the Macs are selling, all this kind of stuff. And then he started talking about iTunes. And I had already heard earlier on Adam Curry's pod show or Daily Source Code that iTunes is going to be, set up to do podcasting, meaning that you can subscribe to podcasts through iTunes, and it would automatically download them. You could make up a smart list to have all the podcasts be put on there, and then you can have them automatically updated to your iPod. So it's going to be interesting. But what I did today was, when I was listening to the Worldwide Developers Conference, I was watching it on streaming QuickTime, I captured the audio clip of him talking about podcasting and iTunes 4.9, because it's interesting and it's very exciting and it's new and everything. And since I'm a podcaster who loves my Macs, I just had to just play this short little clip. Well, I shouldn't say short, it's probably like two minutes long. But so if you're not into podcasting, if you're not into Apple, again, you can fast forward through this, but I think it's interesting, so I'm going to play this little clip. So listen to Steve Jobs talk about podcasting and iTunes 4.9.
Now, we recently announced something new for iTunes and iPod, and it's called podcasting. As you know, the podcasting phenomenon is exploding right now. And podcasting, of course, is a concatenation of iPod and broadcasting. And what is podcasting? You know, it's been described a lot of different ways. One way has been TiVo for radio. You can download radio shows and listen to them on your computer or put them on your iPod anytime you want. So it's just like television programs on TiVo. And that's true. Another way it's been described is Wayne's World for radio, which means that anyone without much capital investment can make a podcast, put it on a server, and get a worldwide audience for their radio show. And that's true, too. We see it as the hottest thing going in radio, hotter than anything else in radio. And as you know, what podcasting is that you can not only download radio shows and listen to them, you can subscribe to them. So that every time there's a new episode, it automatically gets downloaded to your computer. You can listen to it there, or it automatically gets synced to your iPod the next time you dock your iPod. So it's very, very exciting. And there are over 8,000 podcasts now, and this is growing really, really fast. So that's pretty exciting. Now, it's not just amateurs doing these things, though. These 8,000 are not all amateurs, but the pros have realized that this is huge. And here's just a list of some of the companies doing podcasts now. All the major radio broadcasters, the network broadcasters, major magazines, major newspapers, even major companies like Disney and Procter & Gamble and Ford and General Motors. So it's pretty exciting. And so what we're doing is we're going to make this even easier, because you're not going to have to go download other applications and get all sorts of stuff together to make this happen. We're going to build it right in to iTunes and iPod. So you can subscribe to any podcast, and we're going to make it really easy. And so right into iTunes, very simple. But one of the most important things is, how do you find these podcasts? You want people typing URLs into iTunes? Well, they could do that, but we're also going to build right into the iTunes Music Store an iPod or a podcast directory. So that we're going to list thousands of podcasts, and you'll be able to click on them, download them for free, and subscribe to them right in iTunes. So I'd just like to give you a quick peek of what this is going to look like. Let me bring up iTunes here. And I'm going to go to the podcast homepage. And this is the podcast directory. And we're going to list, again, thousands of podcasts. Let's just go ahead and listen to one. We can go to one here. This is Adam Curry. He's one of the inventors of podcasting. And you could listen to his...
Source Code, episode 187.
So you could listen to an episode here, but it's much more interesting to subscribe to the podcast. And we've now subscribed to Adam Curry's podcast. It's flipped us up to this podcast thing right in the source list. It's downloaded the most recent one. If I want to download another one, I can just push a button and go download one of the older episodes. And I can listen to an episode.
Daily Source Code, episode 187.
Something remarkable is happening here. Radio is springing free of the regulated gatekeepers who've managed what you can hear since radio was invented. It's jumping into the hands of anyone at all with something or nothing to say.
$16 million worth of airplanes strapped to my ass.
Business.
And the next generation radio content in my...
Okay. So, let me give you another one. Adam's great. This is KCRW. This is a show called The Treatment. They're a public radio station in L.A. So let me go ahead and subscribe to The Treatment. And again, here's another one. I can close this one if I want to. And let's go listen to The Treatment.
This podcast of The Treatment is a production of KCRW Santa Monica at 89.9 FM and webcasting at kcrw.com.
From KCRW in Santa Monica, this is The Treatment.
So you get the idea. These are really cool. Some are amateur and some are pro. One more I want to just highlight. We're going to do one ourselves because we have New Music Tuesdays when we put new music on the iTunes Music Store. So we decided to do a podcast. This is just a test. But you can subscribe to that and, you know, get... And the nice thing about this one is as we scrub along, you'll see that the artwork changes too. Right? And... You can go to different chapters in this thing. You can go right to different chapters.
Toby Keith is like the god of... Mariah Carey keeps reinventing herself.
So, very, very simple. And we think it's going to basically take podcasting mainstream to where anyone can do it. And really easy to find these podcasts, really easy to listen to them. So we're very excited about this. I think it's going to be one more way in which iPod and the iTunes digital music community are really at the forefront of this stuff, bringing the innovation into the marketplace.
So I'm very excited about that. I can't wait for 4.9 to be released. And I bet, I have a feeling, that in July when they have Macworld Expo, that's when it'll be released. As well as maybe some of the products that there have been rumors about, like the bigger capacity iPod Shuffle and so forth, that's when he might be releasing those new products. Anyway, enough about Apple. You can now press stop and start listening again.
It's time for another edition of Guess the Movie. You know how it works. I play an audio clip, and you send me an email with your guess. Good luck and enjoy the clip. I hope you know the movie.
The kid, Junior that is, will be down in a minute unless you'd like to take her drink up to her.
I can get a fresh one. Karen, you're a Gibson girl. The general atmosphere is very Macbethish. What has or is about to happen?
What is he talking about?
Macbeth.
We know you. We've seen you like this before. Is it over or is it just beginning? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
I knew it as soon as you heard it. You knew for sure what that movie was, right? I know it was too easy, but what the hell? It's fun. And I expect to hear from Peter right away as soon as he listens to the podcast with a movie guest, because he seems to know all the movies I put up there.
It's time for listener email.
Listener email. And I have to start out with Mr. Poos. I had been bugging Mr. Poos over at Poos Radio to put up a picture of himself on his website. Well, he didn't, but what he did do was put up, he got a Flickr account and put up a whole bunch of pictures on his Flickr account. There are some pretty flowers, and then there are some really silly pictures of him with a Diet Dr. Pepper and some scarves. He says that he collects these scarves. So he emailed me to say that he put up these pictures on the Flickr account, but he didn't give me the link to it. So I went to Flickr and I did a search for Poos and couldn't find it. So I emailed him back, and then finally he emailed me with the link to the Flickr picture. So I will put a link in the show notes of how you can see the Mr. Poos pictures, and you can see what he looks like. And I really don't know if I would say that he looks the way he sounds or not. I don't know. He's a kid. He's like 21 years old, and he looks 21 years old, but his pictures are fun. He looks like he's having a good time in the pictures. Okay, next up we have Peter. And Peter, he is such a loyal listener. It seems like he writes me after every podcast. And he noticed that it had been a while since my last podcast, since last Thursday. So he said he has been waiting in anticipation for the next podcast, and he enjoyed it yesterday. And he said it's kind of cold and windy where he is in Germany, but I told him it's hot as hell here, and it was another hot day today, Peter, so be glad you have some cooler weather. And let's see, what else did he say? He said he has best wishes for David, and he wants David to know that there are still lots of guys out there for him, and he should move on. So, thank you for the email, Peter. You know, I always enjoy getting email from you, and probably by the time you're listening to this, I've already replied to your email. Then, the final thing today are the listener comments that I got on yesterday's podcast. Well, first of all, if you're one of those who goes to the website to download the podcast, you probably noticed the picture of my boyfriend sitting at his computer naked. So, if you haven't been to the website, you need to go to the website and check out yesterday's podcast notes and see my boyfriend sitting at his computer naked. My boyfriend has been one of my, as you know, photography is one of my hobbies, and my boyfriend has been probably the model that I have shot the most photographs of, let's just say that, because I do some artistic nude photos, and you can find those on my regular website, www.archer.com, and I will put a link in the show notes. But I was talking about the comments, and on the comments from yesterday, we got three comments. One from Beth. The thing is, I don't know why I'm reading these, because you can certainly read them on the website, but Beth, again, is another loyal listener, and she said that she loves the Enya music, and I forgot to mention yesterday that the music you were listening to was Enya. And I think Peter asked for, let me check that out. Peter asked for, he said, could you please list the songs you bought in iTunes on Thursday? Oh, he wants to know what, because I got that iTunes music card. Yes, Peter, I will try to do that. I downloaded 33 songs, so I will have to do that for you. But back to the comments. Beth was saying that she likes the Enya music and that she was sorry to hear about the update with David. And she says she'll be staying tuned for Dating with David. Well, I'm glad. I hope you heard today's segment of Dating with David, Beth, and I hope you enjoyed it. And she also talks about she can't wait to get back to the East Coast so she can start dating again. I didn't even know you were from the East Coast, Beth. So come on back to the East Coast and get yourself a man. She says that there aren't any good guys out in California. Of course, she's just laughing. It's just, she's not serious. So thank you for the comment, Beth. And then we got one from Homer. And Homer said he wants to know what my favorite toy was as a child. Homer, I have no idea. But, after reading that comment, I thought for just a second. And I think that I would have to say those little, they're called American bricks, and they're like, they're the shape of real bricks, and they're kind of like Legos in that you can stack them up and build things. Well, these American bricks were more realistic, and I like to build houses with them. And we had, because I have a big family, so we had a ton of these bricks around. So I was able to build, like, huge houses. And so I loved building with those American bricks. I don't even think they make them anymore. And I know I don't even have them anymore, so. So, Homer, I hope that answers your question. And then finally, we got a comment from John Ong from Online Podcast, and I'll put a link on the page on the thing. Well, actually, you can already see the link to his podcast in the right side of the page. But anyway, John Ong was saying that he heard me talking about the sweepers that Victor... I can't remember his last name. I have a terrible time pronouncing it, but he's Victor over at typicalpcuser.com, and he said that he's been thinking about doing a sweeper too. So John, if you would like to make a sweeper for me, I would be glad to play it, and then I can make one for you and you can play it on your show. Totally, you know, I'm up for that. And then he also, he put the link to Mr. Poos's pictures on the Flickr account. So that was a nice comment from John Ong. Thank you, John. So that's all we have for today, boys and girls. Although I shouldn't call you boys and girls because, you know, it's like silly. But anyway, thanks for listening. Tune in again for the next podcast. And until then, bye.